The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the September-October 2023 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. We're going to start this afternoon on the second line of Who's Who in Sports. Scoot Henderson, Portland Trail Blazers guard. His height is 6'2". His weight is 195 pounds. He was born February 3, 2004, hometown Marietta, Georgia. Portland made Henderson the third pick in the 2023 NBA draft after he averaged 16.5 points, 6.5 assists, and 5.4 rebounds per game for G League Ignite. At Kell High, he was a five-star recruit and set the school's single game and career scoring records. Henderson reclassified and joined the G League after his junior year. Did you know Henderson's first name is Sterling? He got his nickname because he scooted on the floor as a baby. Lionel Messi. Inter Miami forward, soccer, or football as it's called around the world. His height is 5'7". His weight is 159 pounds. He was born June 24, 1987, hometown Rosario, Argentina. After completing a transfer from Paris Saint-Germain, Messi wasted little time making an impact for Inter Miami. He scored 7 goals in his first 4 games, and in each of the 3 he started, he netted within the first 10 minutes. Messi continues to play for Argentina, which he led to a World Cup title in 2022. He won the Golden Ball as the tournament's best player. Did you know, though, that Inter Miami's official name is Club Internacional de Football Miami? Sabrina Ionescu, New York Liberty, guard, WNBA. Her height is 5'11". She was born December 6, 1997, hometown Walnut Creek, California. Through 28 games, Ionescu was averaging 17 points and 5.8 assists as the Liberty raced to a 22-6 start. She had a triple-double on July 25th against Washington, the fourth of her career. In college at Oregon, Ionescu had 26 triple-doubles, 14 more than any other player, man or woman, in Division I history. Did you know, though, Ionescu won the 2023 WNBA three-point contest by scoring 37 out of a possible 40 points, including a string of 20 consecutive makes? Good job, Sabrina. Someone we need to look out for. We're going to go to pages 18 through 21. Whatever It Takes, Ring Chasers. By Sam Page. American sports culture puts championships above all else. So why vilify the athletes who are trying the hardest to win? Ace up her sleeve, Candace Parker. Joins the greatest super team ever? Before this WNBA season, Parker signed a Las Vegas Aces team that has cruised to a championship the year before. Now with the future Hall of Famer as their fifth scoring option, the Aces are nearly running the table, starting the season at 24-2. There's nothing wrong with bringing a chocolate pudding with your lunch. It's a tasty dessert. It travels well. It's not especially sugary. Who could possibly object? If, however, you spend Monday through Thursday denouncing the other kids at your table for eating chocolate pudding, don't be surprised if someone says something when on Friday you open your Superman lunchbox and from behind the Man of Steel emerges a small brown dessert cup. The facts support Damian Lillard's desire to leave the Portland Trailblazers. The team went 33-49 last season. In his 11 years with the franchise, they've never made it past the conference finals. With a third pick in this year's draft, Portland took another point guard, one who is basically already wearing Lillard's number. Scoot Henderson wears number 00. Lillard wears just 0. But Dame used to be as famous for not requesting trades as other players were for demanding them. On March 3rd, J.J. Redick's Old Man and the Three podcast, Lillard bemoaned the current obsession with championships. The New York Times ran an article in January entitled, "What Makes Damian Lillard Great? His Loyalty to Portland." And, like the hypocritical cafeteria pudding hater, Lillard had once replied to Paul George on Instagram in 2020 with, "Keep switching teams, running from the grind. You boys is chumps." So can he really be surprised when he gets bombarded with tweets about how he's running from the grind? Whatever one thinks about Lillard's trade request, it highlights a simple fact. Ring chasing is all about the context. In the eyes of fans, it can be either a grave sin, Kevin Durant, a heartwarming triumph, Ray Bork, or something in between, Chris Paul, depending on who is doing it and why. That's why we're breaking down some of the most famous cases, from the infamous to the storybook endings. So does Parker deserve scorn for throwing off the competitive balance of the league? Nah. She's more akin to LeBron James than Kevin Durant. She did the hard work of bringing a title to her hometown, Chicago Sky. The Aces were going to dominate anyway. The rare bull chaser. Von Miller embraces the KD comparison. The idea of a ring chaser barely exists in the NFL. Careers are short. Players fit in where they can. And quarterbacks are so important that teams pursue championships by signing them. Miller is exceptional. He's the rare defensive superstar who has had the longevity to hop from contender to contender. He won Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos, then won Super Bowl 51 with the Rams after a midseason trade. Now he played for the Bills, another Super Bowl favorite. That's why he compares himself to KD. "I've just created this obsession with winning. I'm not afraid to go to another team to do it," Miller told Bleacher Report. Whatever it takes. Corey Perry's endless journey. After 14 seasons and one Stanley Cup with the Anaheim Ducks, Perry almost became the greatest ring chaser of all time. He signed with the Dallas Stars in 2019 and 20, and they lost the Cup final to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Then he joined the Montreal Canadiens for one season, and they lost to the Lightning too. So he wised up and signed with the Lightning, who lost in the final to the Colorado Avalanche. Now he has been traded to the Blackhawks. Watch out for them to almost win it all. The good, the bad, and the funny. Perpetual ring chaser. There are some player jerseys that just look wrong in the hindsight, and Shaquille O'Neal wore a bunch of them. Shaq played for the Cavs, the Suns, the Celtics, the iconic Lakers. Center knobbed 3 titles in L.A., then jumped around. He didn't win it all with Miami in 2006. Tracy McGrady tries to sneak in a last-minute championship. If you look at McGrady's basketball reference page, you'll notice something odd. The final jersey icon representing the teams he played for is silver and black. Hover over it, and it says, San Antonio Spurs 2013. But his stats for 2012 and 2013 read, did not play other pro league China. McGrady signed with the Spurs in April 2013, joining the team just for the playoffs that season. He didn't make a single basket in that postseason, shooting of 0 for 7 in limited playing time, but he almost got his first ring out of it as the Spurs lost to the Heat in 7. Not a ring chaser. If you remember Wes Welker catching lots of passes from Tom Brady and Peyton Manning during his career, you'd be right. If you remembered him winning Super Bowls, your mind is playing tricks on you. Despite his star quarterbacks, Welker was 0-4 in the big game. Patient ring chaser. For a brief moment in time, Marian Hossa was every NHL fan's favorite trivia answer. In the 2008 Cup Final, he lost to the Red Wings as a member of the Penguins. And in 2009, he lost as a Red Wing to the Penguins. Eventually, however, he lifted the cup 3 times with Chicago. Carlos Beltran goes from scene-stealing to sign-stealing. Beltran's career is defined for better and for worse by 2 playoff runs with Houston 13 years apart. In 2004, he joined the Astros and hit a Ruthian 435-536 1.022 in 12 postseason games as the Astros lost to the National League Conference Series. That memory made it all the more special when the Astros brought back an aging Beltran for their 2017 World Series title, the first player for player and a team. It was a storybook ending to a Hall of Fame career until the revelation that Beltran had been an architect of the sign-stealing system that had helped the Astros get there. Ruh-roh. What If, by Mark Bechtel. If mascots actually played the game. Mascots have been around almost as long as sports. One of the first was Handsome Dan, a bulldog who was adopted by the Yale football team in 1889. Makes sense. Yale's nickname is the Bulldogs, so Dan fit right in. He was also presumably tenacious, which is a trait you want to see in a football player. No one would expect Dan to play quarterback. Paws weren't really designed for that. Or to catch a pass. Pretty sure using your mouth is against the rules, despite what Air Bud, Golden Retriever, would have you believe. But maybe an actual bulldog could be a benefit to a football team's defense. No one would blame a running back for avoiding a snarling beast, especially if it's of a four-legged variety. But what would there be an even better mascot turned player? These are the kinds of discussions that bring work to screeching halt at SI Kids, and the kind of discussions that get us excluded from meetings. We quickly honed in on the Phoenix Suns. The team's mascot is Go the Gorilla. He's got some human-like characteristics. He walks relatively upright and often drives a motorcycle at Suns games. Before what exactly do we mean when we are talking about the Suns' mascot? Embarrassingly, we considered every scenario we could imagine. Case 1, mascot guy. Spoiler alert, Go isn't an actual gorilla. He's a guy in a furry suit. Now, being inside a mascot suit for an entire game is a lot of work and requires you to be in shape, but it doesn't matter how athletic you are. If you encumbered a bulky suit, you're not going to go fly through the air like DeAndre Ayton, unless you're allowed to use a trampoline. And in the NBA, you're not. Though, what if you were? We'll put that in the potential future what-if file. Also, the best basketball players in the world all see the court amazingly well. If you've ever worn a mask at Halloween, you know how little peripheral vision those things give you. If you want to see what kind of candy your buddy next to you got, you have to turn your entire body to face them. That's how Nikola Jokic operates. Competition level, below average, high school JV. Case 2. A real gorilla. Here we go. To get a scouting report on a gorilla, we went to an expert, Dr. Tara Stoinski, the president and CEO, chief scientific officer of the Dion Fossey Fund. The first consideration is that gorillas normally walk on all fours, she says, though they do have hands that work just like ours, along with powerful long arms, so they could probably shoot the ball pretty far. Notice she did not say pretty accurately. However, they have short legs, so even if they are standing upright, they aren't all that tall and reportedly not even great jumpers either. In today's 3-and-D NBA, not being able to shoot is a non-starter, and playing below the rim went out of style in the 1950s. An especially big gorilla is going to be around 6 feet tall. Last year, just three of the 539 players who suited up for an NBA game were under the mark. That's not to say a gorilla would serve no purpose on the floor. If you think of a football player would sidestep a bulldog on the field, how do you think a basketball player is going to react when he drives to the hoop and sees a 400-pound beast in his path? That's some quality rim protection right there. Of course, there's a downside. Fouls could be an issue. Off the court, the situation would be, if not dicey, at least unprecedented. Gorillas are very smart creatures, but your average NBA coach doesn't have a background in primate training. How would a gorilla fit in chemistry-wise? Would one even want to? I wouldn't know where to begin, says one agent who asked to remain anonymous so as not to harm his chances of one day representing a gorilla. Players are fickle. We probably have to negotiate for a certain amount of bananas. And everyone knows the dangers associated with banana peels on an already slippery floors. There are just a lot of things we'd have to look out for. For instance, we'd insist on having it in writing that the gorilla couldn't be fined if his fur clogged up the team whirlpool. Locker rooms have come undone over much less. Competition level. Average, Division 3. Case 3. Getting weird. This entire exercise overlooks one key question. Why is the Suns' mascot a gorilla? Should it be a sun? And if so, would a yellow dwarf star be of any help to a basketball team? To answer that last question, it's unlikely for the simple reason that the temperature on the surface of the sun is about 10,000 degrees. Even getting the sun near the earth, let alone into an Arizona gym, is impossible, given that even a well-protected spaceship would vaporize if it got within a million miles. And if it were possible, we'd have to, how we go about managing. Now, how about some comics? Kip's got the yips. Kip looks like he's playing some baseball. Weird problem required weird solutions. Kip is at the mound. His pitches are all over the place. Then his columns lately. Go easy on him. Kip. Pitcher snaps. Crash. Kip's ball goes up to the treehouse through the window. Treehouse window. That's coming out of your paycheck. Again, you don't pay us. Kip's lost his grip. Kip's about to slip. Can't throw a pitch. He's in a ditch because... What's going on, Chip? Kip, I want you to focus on the sound of my voice. going into hypnotism. You are getting very relaxed. You're imagining yourself on the, well, the big anthill where the pitcher lives. The mound. Yes, the mound. That's what I said. There are people on the bases, but you're paying them no mind. You're focused on throwing the perfect throw. Penny, do you know anything about baseball? Shh, you're getting sleepier. You don't even see the batter. Just focus on Buzz. You're totally focused on Buzz. See Buzz. Become totally focused on Buzz. You enter the windup. You are still focused on Buzz. Don't just throw the ball. Be the ball. You are the ball, and you must find Buzz and collide into his glove. Your mission is to collide with Buzz over and over. Did it work? Only one way to find out, as Kip is sleeping on the couch. Okay, Kip, when I snap my fingers, you'll wake up. Snap. Kip, how do you feel? Yes? Collide with Buzz over and over. Undo, Penny. If I survive, you're so fired. How about relationship counseling? So when Buzz threatened to cut your word count, how does that make you feel? You can't put a limit on genius. I've always said that, and my readers need to experience the full depth of my thoughts, or they can't appreciate the intricacy of my arguments, which are irrefutable when presented purest and most undeniable, unlimited by space. Oh, Kip. Frankly, our predictions lately haven't been the most accurate. So this time we're trying anything and everything. Astrology, numerology, the thing with the teacup, mystic predictions. On this page, picture of Jalen Hurst as the star. Another picture, the past. Another picture, the present. The future. World of Hurts. These predictions will go from most obvious to most far-fetched. So, first up, an easy one. The future is bright for our cover star, Jalen Hurts. In 2020, he was a second-round pick. In 2021, he became the Eagles' starting quarterback. Last season, he finished second in MVP voting after posting a 14-1 record in 15 starts. That's a pretty clear trajectory. So what's in store in 2023? Maybe not that MVP award. We've got another idea for who takes that, page 38. But everything else is on the table, including a Super Bowl ring. After a stellar 2022, the Eagles nabbed arguably the best player in the 2023 draft, defensive tackle Jalen Carter. With Hurts leading the offense and Carter joining the defense, the Eagles are an easy pick to win it all. Past due Bills. If it pains us to pick the Bills to lose the Super Bowl for a fifth time, but it seemed inevitable. Getting past the Bengals and the Chiefs in the AFC will be no easy feat. Buffalo drafted well, adding to a big target for Josh Allen and tight end Dalton Kincaid. Don't worry, Bills Mafia. We foresee the drought ending soon. Rising sun in the NBA. After reading our breakdown of ring chasers on page 18, you may get the feeling you're down on Kevin Durant. But as you no doubt learned in that feature, not everyone is good at picking winners. In addition to immense talent, KD has exquisite taste. The Suns were the only team to take the Nuggets to 6 games last season. This is their year. The Knights of the Cup. Vegas has known nothing but good fortune since it entered the league in 2017. But in this desert town, nobody beats the odds forever. The Knights begin their title defense with a team good enough to repeat. But in a flat-cap league, the deck is always stacked against the reigning champs. We predict the Knights will mount a valiant run toward the Western Conference Finals, where they'll be vanquished by our pick for this year's NHL champs, see page 40. The past two seasons have ended with Georgia's Kirby Smart hoisting the coach's trophy, also known as the Crystal Ball. But we don't need a crystal ball of our own to know that the Bulldogs are heavily favored for a three-peat. Carson Beck seems destined to succeed after taking over under center. Believe it or not, season from expansion to cup is the new NHL record. Continuing with Mystic Predictions, NFL shrouded in mystery. Before the 2022 college football season even began, many way too early 2023 NFL mock drafts had C.J. Stroud going first to the Houston Texans. Stroud did end up on the Texans, of course, but not before considerable debate about his status as a prospect. At some point in the process, Stroud took a backseat to Alabama's Bryce Young as the top quarterback in the draft. Then rumors swirled that Stroud scored poorly on the S2 cognition test, which supposedly measures a prospect's ability to think quickly. "I'm a football player. I'm not an S2 taker," Stroud said. Prognosticators wondered whether Stroud would be the third or even fourth QB taken. But for all the reasons Stroud was seen as the likely number one pick once upon a time, his accuracy and strength throwing the football, he would come out of the gate strong and be the NFL's offensive rookie of this year. Meadowland Magic. What is it about legendary quarterbacks finding a new life in their second teams? Tom Brady threw for 5,000 yards at the age of 44 as a member of the Buccaneers. Peyton Manning won MVP in his second season as a Bronco. A-Rod wins his fifth MVP award under the bright lights of New York. Believe it or not, 1.4% Rodgers' career pick percentage on the NFL. Reading the leaves. The Toronto Maple Leafs finally won a playoff round last season, but it wasn't enough for a fan base expecting a deep run. That disappointment led to a change at the top. As Brad Treveling became the new general manager, he received mixed reviews for his first free agency class of Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, John Klingberg, and Ryan Reeves. But locker room chemistry is strange alchemy. For the Leafs, it will add up to a conference championship. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.